have some extra.
I got it.
Thank you.
They're so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Can sing and dance if you'd like.
That will be all right.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Summer, it's not just summer.
I don't enjoy anything anymore. I'm always working.
I'm sorry.
I am getting away at the end of the month. And I'm taking, it's not, I guess technically I call it vacation, but I'm going on a mission trip with the kids at church. We're going to Ohio this year. And then, but I am taking an actual vacation in August. Taking Eleanor's girlfriend to the beach. They've been together almost a year. She lives in North Carolina. So we're gonna fly to Charlotte, she actually lives in Charlotte, and then we're gonna drive from Charlotte to Myrtle Beach. And then drive back and then fly home. So, that's my graduation gift to him. So hopefully I'll get to enjoy that. I'm not a beach fan though. I don't know, I'm gonna have two teenagers. I don't know if that's gonna be relaxing.
So we think Mike is coming?
No, we think he's not.
He's out of country.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So.
Dominican Republic.
Nice. Okay, well, my clock says 6 o'clock, so I'm gonna start our call our meeting to order. And Dave, can you do the roll call?
Yes. Lindsay Drew.
Here.
Tom Didingotis.
Here.
Sandy Ballard.
Here.
Let the record state show that Steve Seidel and Mike Angelo are both absent this evening.
Okay, great, thank you. And next we have the approval of minutes from May 18th, 2022. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? I guess, Tom, it's you and I.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain from this and the next vote since I wasn't here last time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next order of business, old business, is the adoption of the decision in the case of Jonathan and Kimberly Zuck. And as is our practice, we like to read into the record the applicable provisions of the order. So the applicant's request for a variance from section 225.315, table 29, item D, regarding the front yard setback for principal structure is granted. The applicant may encroach to within 8.5 inches of the front yard setback along Sylvania Avenue for the proposed addition. The request for variance under 225.602B5 regarding expansion of an existing nonconforming structure into a nonconforming yard area that exceeds 75% of the horizontal length of the building wall that already encroaches into the yard is granted. The applicant may extend the eastern wall of the existing structure an additional 28 feet 8 inches for an increase of the horizontal length of the structure of 83.1%. Number three, the request for a variance from 225.602B2 regarding the expansion in the floor area of a non-conforming structure is granted. The applicants may expand the floor area an additional 573 square feet to a total of 3,348.5 square feet, representing a total increase of 79.5% of the structure's square feet as of January 26, 1993. And those are the operational provisions of that proposed order. And do I have a motion, Tom?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And as we noticed, Lindsay had to abstain. So the motion passes, and we are adopting that decision. Moving right along, we have our new business, which is a hearing in the case of David Wortley. I am so sorry, I forgot to announce my special announcement. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. Sorry, I missed that up front, Dave. And if there are people in the audience who are going to be testifying in this hearing, would they come forward and Maria will swear you in?
Sandy, before we begin the hearing, I just wanted to disclose that our firm has represented David Wortley in the past in matters other than zoning, and as a result, that would not create a conflict of interest.
Okay, thank you. Okay, before you present, we're just going to have you sworn in. Great. Well, thank you for coming forward. We have the information you submitted, but if you don't mind going over the key points and, in particular, the five criteria for the variance.
Sandy, this is special exception.
I thought it was also a variance. Okay. Okay, the criteria for the special exception then.
Okay, my name is David Wortley. I want to talk about a trailer that exists on my property at 1358 East Caracas Avenue. It's a trailer in the rear, and my plan is to remove the trailer and replace it with a single-family dwelling house with an attached garage. And as far as the criteria goes, my son used a dwelling unit to live in until October 2020. And my wife and I have used it during renovations from September 10th to November 4th. And as far as the criteria, no action was taken to remove or replace the nonconforming use with the conforming one. And I have taken no such action. and I have to pay the utility bills on the property. No action was taken that would have caused the use to be conforming or to otherwise modify or change the existing conditions of the nonconformity as it originally existed. I've taken no such action. As mentioned previously, my wife and I have used the dwelling unit during painting because she minds the paint smell and stuff. So we've stayed down there on different occasions. No zoning violations exist on the subjected property. I have checked with David Hobbig and Chuck Emmerich and confirmed no violations exist. The reestablished nonconforming use will be no more intense than what had originally existed. And I will replace the existing dwelling unit with a single family dwelling and attached garage. Existing, the trailer has three bedrooms, and I'm not going to have any more than three bedrooms in the new dwelling. The established nonconforming use will operate under the same conditions and hours as the original nonconforming use. And I think that's everything I need. If you guys have any questions, I'd be... I hesitate because I have a problem with CTE, so you might have to ask a question a couple times for me. You just give me a little extra time.
Okay. Tom, do you have questions?
Not at this time.
Lindsay?
So this is, I just want to confirm, there's a single family at the front of the property, and then currently the mobile home trailer. That the mobile home trailer is what will be replaced.
Yes.
So there will be two single family dwellings.
Yes.
And will those be occupied the same way? Is one being rented out? I guess I'm just trying to understand the setup on the property.
I have a son who is a disabled veteran. The plans right now are for him to move in there when it's finished. I haven't been able to advance as fast as I wanted to because when my mom died, my sister had taken her money out of her accounts and insurances and stuff, and I ended up with a whole ton of bills because we had just renovated, or we had just started to renovate the house in front. So that's why it's just taking me so much time to get. I just haven't had the money to finish everything on the property.
And you do or do not occupy the residence in the front?
I do, yes.
Okay.
And that's why my wife didn't like the colors of the paint that we had in there, so we had to change the paint, and I'm making it more accessible for handicapped accessibility in the house.
Just to confirm, there was a separate address listed as your application address.
Yes, that's, I guess, some say 1358 rear or 1358 trailer. And it's really, it's going to look way, way better with the what I do with it compared to what it is. I think it's a 1961 trailer, and it's, I just would like to make everything look really a lot nicer, more compatible for the whole neighborhood included.
And speaking of the neighborhood, were you able to talk to any of your neighbors about your proposal?
Yeah, they are planning a party for when the trailer leaves. Because it's been there, you know, for a long, long time.
So I just want to, in what you sent to the committee to review, on the typewritten page, it says that your son last used the dwelling until October 2020.
Yes.
Your wife and yourself have used it for, in reservations, renovations from September.
Yes, last fall.
2021.
Right.
Is that a typo?
Yes.
So it should be September 10th, 2021 to November 4th, 21. So you did use it for a couple months in 21.
Yeah.
And, but not since then. And did you consider replacing the trailer with a similarly sized modular unit of any kind, prefab, kind of smaller unit, I guess is what I'm saying?
I think it would look better with a regular dwelling. I know Derry Township is kind of frowning on trailers anymore, so I was, that's what I would like to do, is to remove the trailer and put an actual dwelling that looks, it conforms more with the properties that are around there, because there's a, the homes on Caracas Avenue are all residential homes, and behind the property where the trailer sits, there's apartment buildings, and I mean, it's just going to look way better for them too.
And this may be more a question for Dave, but I understand the property is 0.27 acres. Is that right? So when I tried to do the math, I got about 12,000 square feet. But on the application and in your report, you mentioned 14,000 square feet.
Yes. Dauphin County tax maps is great for a lot of things. However, reviewing the deed for the property is where you get the real measurements for the property. And when we put it in the tract plotter, which is an app we use to confirm the size and shape of properties, it came out to be 13,904 square feet.
Okay.
Which is slightly larger than the 0.27 acres that is listed. And to go into the detail of why there was, I actually pulled the deed up earlier but closed it. There was a section of property in between this and the next property that was then dedicated to the Wortley property at a later time.
Okay. And I believe it states that the you will be able to put in a new dwelling unit that meets all the setback requirements.
Yes.
And other impervious coverage requirements.
Yeah.
David, just for clarification, can you also just clarify on this property that it's considered two single-family homes versus a single-family home and then, you know, an accessory dwelling because
yes.
of, with the attached garage?
Yes. The reason this property is here before you is because it is a property with two primary residences on it currently.
That's the nonconformity.
Yes, that is nonconformity. As to get real specific, the property would need to be 17,424 square feet to house two single-family dwellings. The property is currently 13,904 square feet. It is considered a secondary primary residence because it does receive its own mail, its own utility bills, and was used as a separate residence prior to being discontinued in October of 2020.
Thank you.
And could you go over number four a little bit more? The reestablished nonconforming use will be no more intense than what had originally existed. So I guess how does that relate to having a garage
sure what.
So on your sheet, sir, it is the question where you mentioned the three bedrooms. So on the printed sheet, it is number four towards the bottom of the page that says the reestablished nonconforming use will be no more intense.
And your written submission says, I will replace the existing dwelling unit with a single family dwelling unit with an attached garage. Existing dwelling has three bedrooms and new dwelling will have no more than three bedrooms, which
right.
I understand, but the question is that you wanted to also add a garage, so would that make the use any more than it currently is?
Oh, I want to put the garage on the bottom and have a second floor would be the dwelling.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were asking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. So that you're going to be putting the garage underneath
yes.
the dwelling so that the footprint, if you will,
right.
would be not any bigger. Okay. And unless members have other questions, is there anyone here from the public who wishes to testify in this matter? Okay. Hearing none. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and if the applicants are aggrieved in any way, you have 30 days to appeal the decision.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you very much for
thank you.
Being patient with me.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
And do we have any other business to discuss today?
Anybody wants to speak?
Nope. So we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.